This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Deuteronomy 6, you'll find how to walk with God. We've already seen in our last study that where God guides, He provides. How can we order our lives in such a way that His provision of what we need is realized? Verses 4 through 9 spells out a sure plan to follow. Begin by affirming your faith in the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Then make that statement of faith more than just a statement of faith, an intellectual assent. Devote yourself to this God by loving the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This engages the emotions. Finally, determine with your will that you will hide God's word in your heart. You will impress His word on your children. Talk about it when you sit at home and when you walk, when you lie down and when you get up. Symbolically tie God's word as a symbol on your hands and bind it on your forehead, write it on the door frames of your house and on your gates. In other words, determine you will make decisions in every area of your life at all times in the light of what God's word says. This will require you to read, study, and memorize God's word. Psalm 1:2 says, "Meditate on God's word day and night." Let God's word become a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. This is how you demonstrate to God in a tangible way that you love Him with all your heart, soul, and strength. This is how you affirm your faith in Him as the Lord our God. This is why I'm encouraging you to read it through in two. That is, read through the Bible in 2 years by reading approximately 2 chapters a day.